Good morning, this is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is the June 7th, 2023 in-person meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Board of Commissioners Credit Committee. This meeting is also being made available via live teleconference for public access. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this combined in-person and telephonic meeting.
Good morning, this is CJ Rotella. This meeting will be recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after this meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask participants to please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, General Counsel, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers speaking. Members of the public can visit the RI Housing website to view information on the actions being taken today. If the teleconference is interrupted for any reason, we will stop the meeting until audio can be restored. Chairman of the Credit Committee, Kevin Orth, will preside this morning. And just a reminder to commissioners and staff, please state your name prior to speaking each and every time for the benefit of those listening in by teleconference. With that, I'll turn it back to Committee Chairman Orth to call the meeting to order.
Thanks, Corinne. This is Kevin Orth. Good morning, everyone. It is 9:35, and I call the Credit Committee meeting to order. Carol, would you please take attendance?
Commissioner Barry?
Here.
Commissioner Orth?
Here.
Just in time.
And?
Commissioner Designee Cabral.
Just take it.
Sorry, I apologize.
We will move on to agenda item 1, which is the approval of the minutes of the Credit Committee meeting held on May 10th, 2023. A motion to
approve. So moved, Maria Mary.
Thank you, Maria. I'll second it. Any comments or anything to add to the minutes? Nope. Okay. Corinne, would you please take a vote?
Mm-hmm. All those in favor of the approval of the minutes of the Credit Committee meeting held on May 10th, 2023, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved by unanimous vote.
Thank you. Agenda item number 2 is recommendation for firm approval of financing for Burnham Mills located in Woonsocket. And Seth, President, please.
Thank you. Good morning. This is Seth St. Jean. The project is Burnham Mills, and the developer is a joint venture between Brisa Venture LLC and ADC Communities, who is the development arm of Alliant Capital. The request is a firm commitment of tax and financing up to $13 million and $2.74 million of housing production funds, $300,000 of capital magnet funding, $1.838250 million in community revitalization program funding, and $500,000 in RFP balance funding. Burnham Mills is in Woonsocket and is proposed 60-unit historic mill redevelopment, including 3 buildings. Prior to Brisa's involvement, there were several attempts to rehabilitate the property. One building was partially redeveloped but was never completed, and 2 of the other buildings in the project are in very poor condition and continue to decline. There is a mix of efficiency, 1- and 2-bedroom units. They will also utilize income averaging, which will bring AMIs up to 80%. For the deeper targeted units, the developer was awarded 5-8-11 vouchers for Rhode Island Housing. Since preliminary, the investor, Bank of America, would now be the construction and permanent lender on the deal instead of Rhode Island Housing. Tax-exempt financing will be purchased through a private placement sale with Rhode Island Housing, and we will work with bond counsel on this and plan to bring the request to board in August. Construction costs have risen approximately $1.5 million since preliminary. The main catalyst is due to the industry-wide construction cost escalations, but the development also has significant structural improvements underpinning to go along with demolition and masonry needs on the project. Our design and construction staff have worked closely with underwriting and the development team to ensure that the proposed schedule of values is consistent with the pricing on similar deals. Backing out reserves, the project is at $429,266 per unit, just slightly above the QAP per unit cap of $429,000. The syndicator is Alliant Capital and is projecting 95 cents per credit, preliminary, they were projecting 94, so this went up a cent, so they were able to generate additional credits there. Project conforms with Rhode Island housing underwriting standards with the exception of the bridge loan test, but the tax exempt loan is the minimum required to meet the 50% bond test to generate the 4% credits. And given that we are not the construction or permanent lender, Rhode Island Housing assumes very little risk financially.
Thank you very much.
Have you answered any questions?
Appreciate it.
I'm assuming you're going to recuse yourself.
I have a motion to...
I'll make a motion.
Thank you so much. I'll second that motion. Any comments or questions about this transaction? I'll add, it looks like just a very tight capital structure and just a very challenging project, but it looks like it's well-conceived team, good financing structure, great lender. So it'd be nice if it was us. I just had one question. The it looks like it's a fairly healthy debt service coverage, and I just wonder how many years it'll be until the deferred developer fee is projected to be paid off.
I'd have to look again, but I would assume based on, you know, the debt CR they have, probably, you know, between the 10 to 15 mark, but it might be a little earlier than that.
Sorry, between?
I would assume by, like, year 10, it's probably going to be paid off,
okay.
You know, and also we're going to get 50% of cash flow for our ancillary debt as well, so.
We are.
We'll follow it. We'll pull it up and
Okay. I guess what I'm getting to is just to make sure that we're not over-subsidizing, given the high level of debt service coverage and low level of low loan to value on the hard debt. But otherwise, again, it looks great to me.
Quite a few efficiencies.
Yeah, I'll get to that.
Quite a few.
Comments or
questions? I only have one comment or question on the units. The 12 units that are already there, those are rental units that are not included in any.
So they will be included in the full, eventually 60 units. Right now, those tenants are month to month.
But there's no work that has to be done on those units.
There in the building, there is specifically there's some work that needs to be done in that building. But you know, for the most part, those units should be untouched.
Okay, all right. So those are included in the count when you were talking number of units on the.
Yeah, that's in the 60. Okay. Correct. Okay. Yep.
Karen, would you please take a vote on this?
Certainly. This is Karen speaking. Commissioners, all those in favor of recommending firm approval of application for further notes in the topic, please say aye.
Aye.
I'm noting a recusal for review there and two votes to be affirmed if we have the motion.
Great. Thank you very much. Moved on to agenda item number 3, which is recommendation for approval of transfer of physical assets for Wickford Village located in Wickford. Great. Dean?
Yes. Thank you. Good morning. This is Dean Harrison. This request for action is an administrative action required under our general rules covering multifamily loan programs. The request for action is for approval of the transfer of the limited partnership interest in Wickford Village. The development is a 129-unit affordable housing development located in North Kingstown. The development initial 15-year compliance period ended in 2022, and the regulatory agreement expires in 2031. The owner of the development is Wickford Village Realty Limited Partnership. The current general partner of the development is Wickford Village Development Corporation, a Rhode Island corporation that holds a 0.009% interest in the partnership. The two current invested limited partners in the development are Nationwide Affordable Housing Fund 32- Apollo Tax Credit Fund, LLC, and RBC Community Investment Manager 2, Inc., and combined they hold a 99.991% interest, limited partnership interest. They intend to transfer its partnership interest into a new limited partnership partnership, which is WV Limited Partners 23 LLC. The principals of the transferee entity will be Jacqueline McDonald and Francis Spinella, who will each hold a 50% interest in WV Limited Partners 23 LLC. The current property manager is North Properties, Inc., of which Jacqueline McDonald is the principal. No change in the management agent is contemplated. So we're asking for approval of the following, that the transfer of the limited partnership interest in the development from Nationwide Affordable Housing Fund 32 Apollo Tax Credit Fund LLC and RBC Community Investment Management to WV Limited Partners 23 LLC. Happy to answer any questions.
Thank you very much.
Motion.
So moved,
Maria Barry. Great, thanks, Mark. Second?
Second.
Thank you, Sarah. Any comments or questions about this one? I'll throw one out to you.
Okay.
I know this is very much procedural, and a lot of the parties are staying the same here. Do you happen to know what the debt service coverage is right now?
No, I don't. But I can.
And maybe a general comment on how operations are?
Yes, operation is going well. On the last... the development most recent VAC score was 85, and they received a satisfactory ranking on the MOR according to asset management. The development has been well maintained, and that's all I have.
Okay.
I can. This is Ann. They are. This is like the precursor. They're looking to obviously reposition the property. We have started to take a look at some of the operations. The operating expenses are a little high, but it's also, you know, a long-term owner, right, with higher wages and things of that sort. I think they're going to go through a markup to market, probably reset the rents a little bit. I would expect that as part of that refinance, they'll do some work which will help to lower some of the expenses. We've started to look at a potential second mortgage. They can afford a little bit more and still make, their debt service coverage is over 115 now.
Okay.
Which I think was sort of the gist of your question. Definitely could use some improvement, but it's a, you know, solid, stable family development. It's in a great location, right on Wilson Park off of Post Road. And there's actually a tax credit development that Jackie developed 10 years ago, North Cove, which is, you know, an additional either 32 or 38 family units. So collectively, it's a pretty well-run development. They have a spanking new septic system.
They're on sewage.
And now they're on, yeah. So that has relieved a lot of pressure.
Good.
And this is just to add to Ann's comment, so they are approved for a rent increase in the contract starting in July as well.
Oh.
So that obviously is going to help moving forward.
Okay.
And if I could, I'm not muted. This is Michael DiChiaro. Kevin, the debt coverage ratio for 2022 was 1.28, and they had about $40,000 in surplus cash.
Great. Thank you very much, Mike. Corinne, would you please take it?
Absolutely. Commissioners, this is Corinne speaking. All those in favor of recommending the approval of a transfer of physical assets for Whitford Village located in Whitford, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. With three affirmative votes, the motion is approved.
Great. Thank you. I understand that withdrawing agenda item.
We are. So we are going to hold a qualified allocation plan to allow State Housing Department to provide some feedback to us on the plan, and we will need to schedule another meeting, a credit committee meeting in late July. And our goal is to bring the final plan to the board in August. So that's our goal. It may slip to September, but we are to get it to the full board in August.
That sounds good.
Great. Are there any major conflicts that you all are aware of in July?
The week of July 4th, I'm off.
Okay.
I figured for people, I wasn't even
going
to July 4th.
Okay, that'd probably not be a great week.
That seems to be the week that everybody would,
okay.
Even in James' house.
Okay.
Let me take a day off.
We can change that.
I want you back on Friday, though.
After that, okay. Will you be here for the August meeting?
Yes. Okay. All right. So we will. No other formal agenda items. So we'll move to pipeline support.
Hi. So this is Ann Berman. I think most of the things on the pipeline are what we approved last, or what you all approved last May, so it's an impressive list. Most of the staff has been conducting or will be conducting kickoff meetings with these developers, really focused on a schedule, when they're going to hit kind of those big milestones, when are we going to see 50% plans? You know, when are we going to see kind of the, if they're looking for outside construction financing, getting that coordinated early so we can get appraisals and those kinds of things coordinated early. When are you going to hit, you have to hit firm in 9 months, right? You tell us you're going to hit it in 6 months. How are you going to get there, right? And so that's what, most of the initial meetings are about. We're trying to sort of flesh out what, where the pain points are in some of these transactions. So not a lot to talk about now. I will say that I'm happy to report that last week Seth had a stellar week. I should go on vacation more often. He closed 3 deals, including Parcel 9, which is now about to go under construction, a second mortgage, and a workforce housing deal. So we're making progress. And South and Bridgetown should close. I think West House is going to close on Monday or Tuesday.
Yes.
And Frenchtown should not be much past that. So, and Millrace, they now have a capital stack, so they are racing to closing as well. So I think we're in good shape on a lot of these deals.
That's great.
Copley 2 is moving toward closing as well. Yeah, they have a full capital stack. So June is going to be a busy month.
Good.
Very good. Good. And do we have any sort of firm deadlines of when it's allocated, when you need to close by?
So one of the requirements, and we were really focused on this in this round, is in the current QAP, one of the requirements for readiness to proceed is being able to get the firm commitment in 9 months and closing within 12 months. So that's kind of our window. We do know that there are extenuating circumstances, but we're really trying to lay down the law this time and hit those benchmarks. A, we need the housing. B, construction pricing is, so fickle these days that we want to make sure that we're getting pricing and we can deliver, or that the contractors can deliver. And there are real timelines associated with the ARPA dollars, so we want to make sure that we're well ahead of schedule and not worried at the end of December 2026 that we haven't spent the ARPA dollars.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very reasonable, what you're asking. I think there are some states that say 6 months.
Yeah.
Close. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot more pre-death, work up front.
Right, and I think that's, and maybe, we have some of that pre-development money that's out there, and we are hoping that so in the next round, it would result in projects that are beyond schematics, right? We have always been hesitant to require developers to spend lots and lots of money. Particularly, we work with a lot of nonprofits that don't necessarily have that cash reserve to kind of go out there toward the end of the diving board. So perhaps this pre-development money is going to help get projects a little farther along so that they can close within 6 months.
Yeah, because I mean, it is very, I know it's
this is catch 22, right? Mm-hmm. They have to be pretty far along in order to close in 6 months.
Right.
But at the same time, it's good, right? Because then
right.
you have a more firm budget, you kind of know what the costs are,
yeah. right.
You're moving forward. So trying to find that balance.
Yeah, I think one of the things that will help, you know, we've sort of talked about this, is last month we awarded the full capital stack for these deals. This is the pot of money you have to work with. You've got to figure it out. So, and time is money. So I'm hoping that that's a bit of a motivating factor as well.
Yeah, that's a great point.
And are some of these subsidy sources require closing sooner than that? I thought some of them had a 6 month or a 9 month. Is that not?
Well, we have one deal that has to close by August.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. So there were different.
Right. Some of them
right.
didn't have the tax credits that would fall under our QIP, I guess, but have the other
and
stringent timing.
Some had increases as a result of legislation that was passed. So, for example, Millrace.
Mm-hmm.
Millrace has an August 31st deadline.
August 31st.
Okay.
Okay. And those are imposed by us, not necessarily the financing.
Okay. 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 Great. Any other questions? Or?
Exciting, though. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That was
thank you.
Lots of units.
Yeah.
Lots
yeah.
of construction.
Really exciting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very exciting times. We're getting new shovels and scissors. For
we use a lot, yeah.
Have a great sort of blade of opportunity for events too.
Yeah.
Yes.
One question, Barbara Jordan, is there where we are with?
Yeah, Barbara Jordan is doing quite well. Some of the scattered site units, they either hit their CO last month or they will this month. I have definitely seen people living in some of the units.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the developments that's been, I don't think it's behind, it's not behind schedule, but I know at one point we've talked about these meter banks, you know.
Right.
This is one of the developments that has been a little bit delayed, you know, they're scheduled to actually get the full CO has been a little bit hampered by the meter banks. And elevators are a little bit hard to, you know, are a little bit delayed as well. They're not behind schedule, but they're not necessarily ahead of schedule either. But it looks great.
Sorry. We're planning a neighborhood celebration in September with Sharon around the development and all the other work that's been happening in South Providence, community land trust building, and
yeah.
so celebration with kids, cookout type of thing.
That's
yeah,
good.
Christine and her group are working.
That's good.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
It really looks terrific.
Yeah.
Such a transformation of the neighborhood. We took a bus tour, and
yeah.
boy, it looks great.
Good. Good. Other questions? A motion to adjourn, please.
So moved.
Second. Great. Chris, would you take a vote?
Sure. All those in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, say nay. The motion is approved.
Great.